pitches to you. Our next piece of the series is a deeper kind of dialogue on the quality of life issues in the neighborhood and kind of using art to help express our experiences and our thoughts and our feelings on what the neighborhood is going through right now. How do you fit into it? How does it affect your life? You live here. Tell us, right? The way we're doing that is a little bit tricky, and it asks you to be a little brave. For the sake of having smaller groups and for trying to kind of create safe spaces for people to share hard truths, we're asking people to participate in those dialogues separated by those very income tiers that we took a look at today. There's a way to do this anonymously. What you do is take a look at the chart, find your household income, your family size, your household size, and your household income. Find that color-coded box. It tells you exactly what night we're meeting in March to discuss, right? If you are really bummed out about this because you're like, I want to be part of that, but I don't live here. If you're a person with really close ties to the neighborhood, maybe you work here or whatever, you're invited too. There's a separate session for you. It's on that board. It's on that board as you exit, and we have hard copy invitations to all of you. Part of this, right, deepening that dialogue, deepening that conversation takes a little bit of courage, right? And it takes a little bit of risk. So we're asking everybody to be a part of that. The idea is to pull whatever truth gets sold in those small sessions, whatever art gets produced that can move people, we want to pull that together, invite everybody to come back in and look at that. What is it that we haven't learned, right? What is it that we need, what does it look to come together like Ms. Dorothy talked about, to have seats at the table together? So we'll look at that stuff and involve a deeper dialogue where you actually get to talk to us and we're not just talking at you. And then to follow up on what Shireen said, this idea that to just talk about these things and go like, oh, it stinks, and I don't know what to do about it, right? Like, the idea is that we should all be moving towards, there's things that we could be doing, right? There's things that we could do together. What's your energy for? So we're going to have a later dialogue that's really going to take a closer look at some of these potential policy solutions or community benefits agreements and inclusionary zoning. What are these things? What have other cities done? What works? What doesn't? What could work? What do we don't know? Right? So that's the pitch. So please, if you're a resident, please grab one of those invitations on the way out. If you're not, I'm sure you know a resident, grab one of those and share it with somebody else. There will be an online version, too, where you can kind of just click a link and you can anonymously figure out what income tier you fall into and what day that corresponds.
It'll be up on our Facebook page. It'll also be on the Kingsley website. So
and thank you to Bonnie, too, who's been sick for so long and she's really under the weather and just showed up tonight.
If you've all been in here a long time, the Q&A session didn't happen. In March it was the same.
If anyone wants to follow up with you after we've had any speakers, please throw it up on the board and then anyone can kind of take it down and try to follow up the conversation afterwards. I'm sorry we shut out a little bit of dialogue, but
if you didn't look on the back of your
and it's incredible, and you should borrow it if you want to read it.
Yeah, if you want to borrow it, I'll read it.
Yeah.
I was going to read on the way to